Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Walter Kieschel III is here. Walter, longtime Brain Trust member, almost a decade he's been hanging out with us. Former editorial director at Harvard Business Review, managing editor at Fortune Magazine, author of a number of books, including my favorite, The Lord of Strategies. The Lord of Strategy, I should say, and he's our good friend Walter. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jim.
So, you want to talk about know-it-alls, people who, what is a know-it-all to start with?
A know-it-all is, you would recognize a know-it-all, and your listeners would, I'm sure, too. You raise a subject, you say, well, here's something I've been thinking about in marketing, or here's maybe a problem in operations, and within 10 seconds, or they don't even let you finish the sentence, they're coming in with, well, here's what we got to do about that, or here's the real background of that situation, and I'll explain it to you over 5 minutes, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
They have, they act like they have a wealth of opinion on any subject, and they're more than happy to volunteer it. They've got a hair trigger to start doing that and sharing the opinion, their knowledge, so-called, with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually been some research and some looking into why people are know-it-alls or the different kinds of know-it-alls.
And is it because they actually know a lot? Or think they know a lot, or they just can't wait to tell you all they know?
Well, there's the type of know-it-all who really does think he or she knows a lot, and maybe does, and is very confident.
Uh-huh.
And they really want to make sure that they tell you about all the things that they know.
Yeah.
And then there's another type of know-it-all who is really quite insecure. And out of that insecurity feels a need to make sure that you know that they have an opinion
mm-hmm.
on that subject or that
mm-hmm.
they know something about it. And so that gives them a real impetus to jump into the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
The problem, we can probably easily agree on some of the problems with know-it-alls. One of them is that they will shut down the discussion. If you're having a group discussion or something,
mm-hmm.
They'll try to suck up all the oxygen in the room. They will not let other people who may not be as aggressive in raising their opinions get a word in edgewise. They're just really irritating, too. And then even if they're very smart and do know a lot, being a know-it-all is a real impediment to listening and to perhaps finding out some other facts or evidence that could be germane to what you're talking about in the conversation.
Right.
So...
And it's not about whether somebody knows a lot. It's whether they're sensitive to what their knowledge is doing to the environment that they're in at that moment, the conversation, the people around them, that kind of thing. Because
that's exactly right.
Because if you have a strong personality and you do know something about maybe the topic at hand, that actually would contribute to what the solution is. To the solution that's being sought, there is always that possibility, but it's unproductive if you don't learn how to meter that, right? If you don't learn how to
right.
to channel that and sort of in singing if you're in a chorus or a choir, the director will say blend.
Ah, right. Well, and that's exactly right. You don't want to, for the truly knowledgeable know-it-all, the person who does know a lot, you don't want them not to contribute to the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
But they need to have, as you suggest, a sensibility or sensitivity to how they're coming across is affecting other people and is affecting even their own ability to learn new things.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish.
Well, I think, and then there are things, if you've got a know-it-all working with you or reporting to you, there are ways that you can help them get over that behavior.
What if you're working for them?
If you're working for them, that's a different
God help you.
But well, yeah, it is. And you really have to be, there are subtle strategies there of trying to introduce more evidence. Both, whether you're working for them or they're working for you, the best, part of the best response to a know-it-all is, of course, to ask them questions.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what is the evidence of this, for this? Oh, mm-hmm. Gosh, are we sure we've got the latest information on those market figures that you're bloviating on? You don't say bloviating
right.
on. But, and then it's also interesting sometimes to let a know-it-all proceed with the whole 5 minutes of knowledge and then ask the question that can really, or a couple of questions that really can topple the whole edifice
right.
that they build.
Well, if you're running this, if you're running the meeting, or if you're managing these people, you know, I mean, I've actually had to say, John, hold on a second, I want to hear what Sue has to say about that.
Of course, you have to.
I've actually
that.
Had
right.
to stop them in their tracks,
right.
and I have to. I'm through confession here. In my long life, people have said, Jim, hang on, I need to hear what Sue has to say.
Yes, well, but as the host of a radio show where you're talking to a number of people and you're talking to a lot of experts and you've got a lot of expertise going, you certainly do know a lot.
You but you learn how to – the difference to me, the difference between somebody who's a know-it-all and somebody who knows a lot is self-awareness to me.
I think that's exactly
that's
right.
That's it, isn't it?
And
because in my life, I have a strong personality, and in my life, and I like to engage with people. But in my life, I've had to learn how, through self-awareness, I've tried to learn how to apply that in a way that works, that blends.
Yes, and you've got to, if you're working with a know-it-all or you're supervising a know-it-all, you've got to find ways to help the people both sorts. Learn how to do that.
Right.
Be more self-aware.
There are no talk show hosts who don't have aggressive personalities. I've never met one. But you'll get a kick out of this. I have been to gatherings of talk show hosts. There's at least one national gathering of all the talk show hosts in the country or in the world in one place every year. I've been to that, and it is talk about a bunch of know-it-alls.
Yeah.
It's
who
hilarious.
Gets a word in edgewise in those discussions?
It's hilarious. I went one time, and I said, man, I'm not like these guys, am I? Hold on to that thought, Walter. I need your website quickly, please.
It's thelordsofstrategy.com.
There you go. Check it out, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame, the know-it-all. We'll be right back with Walter Keesham.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.